Reception there, for which I'm grateful. Good evening, all, and greetings from Hollywood. Ah, this is a great state, California. It sends oranges to New England, lemons to the Middle West, grapefruit to New York, but it gives all its raspberries to Florida.
Now it's Florida. Al, I think the public is more interested in world affairs.
Yes, Kyle, I guess you're right.
People in this country want to know if the president will run for a third term, if our trade treaty with Japan will be renewed, how long the war in Europe will last. But the biggest question that confronts America today is, what shall we name Bill Goodwin's baby?
Well, listen, when I get my own program, I'm going to have a contest, too.
Well, have you got a sponsor in mind, Carl?
I'll say I have a toothpaste sponsor.
Toothpaste? What kind?
Well, you see, that's what we're having a contest for. We're going to give away 12,500 babies free to the people who send in the best name for toothpaste.
Well, tell me, can anybody enter?
Why, sure. All you have to do is tear the wrapper off your baby and send it in.
Well, Carl, no kidding. You're really a genius. But why waste your good looks on the radio? Boy, if I was as good-looking as you are, I'd be in pictures. You should be in pictures.
I sure should. And if I wasn't tied up with your program, I could be with Greta Garbo.
You could?
Yes, indeedy. One day I called on Garbo with a picture part in view. When I asked to be her leading man, she said, "Then that's good to you."
Look, Carl, now, that must have been disappointing. Don't give up. I'll help you get in pictures. Don't worry about that. I was talking with the talent scout at one of the major studios only yesterday about you. Here, give me that phone. I'll call him right now. Operator, give me Passion Flower 6123.
Sorry, the Hayes office has changed that to Sunflower 6123. I'll connect you.
Sammy Colossal Picture Studio.
This is Al Sears speaking.
This is Cecil Beast Formeal. Third Vice President in charge of no smoking on the set. What can I do for you, Al?
Well, remember I was talking to you yesterday about Carl Hall? Are you busy?
Yes. We're just finishing up some shorts.
Some shorts? Who for?
Dorothy L'Amour. Dr. Jerome.
Well, can you drop around to our program?
Sure, I'll be right over.
Well, thanks a lot. Now, you see Carl?
Well, Mr. Pierce, here I am.
Well, Mr. Flamille, I'd like to have you meet the young man I talked to you about in reference to the screen test.
Oh, don't tell me that's the one. I'm mortified.
Glad to know you, Mort. I'm Carl Hall.
Well, Mr. Pierce, you were right when you said he was a little...
Yes, he is a trifle.
Well, Mr. Flamille, do you think you can do anything with Carl in pictures?
Before I take him over to the studio, I'd like to have him register the different emotions, such as love, hate, fear, and sorrow. Now, first, Mr. Hoff, I want you to register sorrow.
Sorrow?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No. That will never do. You've got to put sadness into it. I'll show you what I mean. Mr. Pierce, you say something very sad.
Income tax.
That did it. That's what I call sad.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
And now for the supreme test, Mr. Hoff. I want you to register love.
Okay, love. I love Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, wait a minute, Carl. That was anger. What are you angry about?
She's married.
I'm ashamed of you, Carl. Why, even I know how to register love.
Go ahead.
Go pineapple juice.
What's that got to do with love?
I love my sponsor.
Oh, come, gentlemen. You're wasting my time. I'd like to have Mr. Hoff read a few lines from this scenario I brought with me. Now, repeat these lines after me. Ramona, why do you refuse me? My heart is empty.
Ramona, why do you refuse me? My heart is empty.
No. This is a dramatic scene. Say my heart is empty and put a little oomph in it. Go ahead, fire.
My heart is empty. Put a little oomph in it.
That's enough. That's enough. After listening to you, I know just what picture you could star.
Oh, isn't that swell, Carl? You're going to be a star. What kind of a picture would you suggest for him, Mr. Flamille?
Well, you've seen those two great pictures, Four Wives and Four Daughters.
Yes, I have.
Well, I'd like to star Mr. Hoff in a picture with three baboons.
Wait a minute, what do you call it?
Four brothers.
Well, don't you worry, Carl. I'll get you in pictures somewhere if it takes me 2 years. You go ahead and play something. For that nice singing you're playing of Confucius Say. Hey, Carl, what number is Confucius Say on the hit parade?
Gee, I don't know, Al. But I do know what number one is on the drink parade. It's gold pineapple juice.
Well, thanks, Carl. That was very nicely put. And you know one of the main reasons gold pineapple juice is so popular all over the country? It always has the same swell flavor. You're never disappointed. No siree. The gold people are responsible for that. Because they grow their own pineapples, and they never pick them until they have ripened to perfection on the plant in that grand Hawaiian sunshine. And it's the pure juice from these big sun-ripened pineapples that you get when you buy Dole pineapple juice. Just pure juice, folks. Not a bit of sweetening or flavor is added at all. And no matter when or where you buy it, in Hawaii or in your own hometown, you'll always find the same swell flavor in every drop. No wonder Dole pineapple juice is so popular everywhere.
Junior! Oh, Junior!
Well, folks, that woman's here again. Let's listen to Arlene Harris, that human chatterbox, as she lets the cat out of the bag.
Junior Harris, look at you. Look at your face, all scratched. Who gave you the black eye? What do you mean nobody gave it to you? Where'd you get it? You had a fight for it. Oh, Junior. Look at your clothes all torn, your face all scratched. My goodness, you look like you're taking a sightseeing trip to a meat grinder. Where have you been? Playing with the new neighbor's daughter in the backyard. What else are you playing? Post office. Junior, what are you trying to hand me? All my life I've played post office, and I never sent a boy home looking like you do. Oh, she didn't want to play. Oh, well, that's different. Well, would you mind telling me why you're playing post office with a girl 15 years of age and you only 7? Who do you think you are, Mickey Rooney? Silly, now you go right upstairs and get ready for bed and wash your hands and face. No, I should certainly say you cannot go to see Gene Autry in South of the Border. Go on now, do what I tell you, or you'll be tanned south of the border. Oh, dear, there's a telephone. Hello? Oh, it's you, Maisie. Oh, I thought for a minute it was the woman next door calling up to bawl me out about Junior. Oh, Junior and her little girl have had some trouble. Yes, he tried to kiss her, and they had a fight. He'd fight Lewis. Yeah. Oh, they're the people that moved in a few days ago. I don't know what she looks like, Maisie. I'm dying to get a look at her. Every time she runs up to her room, I rush up to mine, but she's always a shade ahead of me. I don't know, honey, what kind of people they are. I know when they unloaded their furniture, it looked like one of the sets from Drapes of Wrath. Those Drapes of Wrath. Yeah. They've got one of those old-fashioned player pianos with two rolls. Dardanella and Oh, You Beautiful Doll. Oh, her husband works for the city. Yeah, I understand her father got him some sort of a political job. Well, he said it was either that or he'd have to go to work. What? I don't know, some kind of an inspector. The way he looked me over this morning, I think he's a chicken inspector. Oh, honey, there's someone in my door. I'll call you back, Mace. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye. Oh, all right, all right. I'm coming. Oh, how do you do? Come in, won't you?
I'm Mrs. Simpkins from next door. It seems that your little boy and my little girl had an argument. And I think my daughter hurt your little boy's ego. Where is he now?
Oh, he's upstairs putting iodine on his ego.
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm afraid it is your little boy's fault. My daughter was minding her own business and helping you get settled. She was mopping up the back porch.
Well, after all, she didn't have to mop it up with Junior. He was only trying to play post office.
Mrs. Harris, when I was a little girl, there was no such thing as post office.
When you were a little girl, they probably had a Pony Express.
Well, I could look as young as you do if I wanted to have my hair bleached like yours. I could switch to blonde.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mrs. Simpkins. There's nothing wrong with the switch you're wearing now. Now, let me tell you something, Mrs. Simpkins.
And let me tell you something.
Now, just a minute. Let me tell you something. If you think for one moment you can come over... Just a minute. I think I hear Junior. Yes, there he is out in the backyard again with your daughter. Oh, for heaven's sake, look at them. Come quickly. He's swinging her.
Now, wait a minute. There's no excuse here. It's perfectly all right for Junior to swing her.
Don't be silly. He's swinging her by the pigtails. Oh, Junior. Will you come here, Junior? Do you...
Thank you. preacher means Elmer Blurt. Pretty soon the sap will be rising in the trees, the blades of grass will be popping up under the keep off the grass signs, the buds in the San Francisco Fair will be opening, which all means that spring is in the air. So we find Elmer Blurt going from door to door selling ladies' spring clothes.
There's no buyers at home here. Hope.
Good morning.
Good morning, mister. I'm selling ladies' clothes for spring.
Oh, how is business?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Business is very, very good.
Democratic propaganda.
that Mr. Dewey certainly is a nice man. Outside this house here, next door. Right, there's nobody at home here.
Good morning, my good man.
Good morning, my good lady. I'm selling ladies' clothes for spring.
Well, I can use a few new things. Any minute now, I'm expecting a child with sweetheart that I haven't seen for 20 years. I think he wants to marry me.
Why? Or I mean... Then you'll need some new clothes for your torso. How would you like this new spring hat that just arrived from Paris?
A hat?
Hell.
It looks more like a lampshade.
Yes, it'll go very well with that bulb you've got for a nose.
And look at that ridiculous feather on it. It must be at least 12 feet high. Who'd wear a feather that tall?
I sold one to a lady yesterday, and she wore it to the theater.
Huh, I bet the people who sat behind her didn't like that tall feather.
No, but it sure tickled the people in the balcony.
Well, I don't know. Put the hat on your head so I can see how it looks.
Yeah, sure. There you are. Now, how do you like it?
Looks like a sugar bowl with those handles sticking out.
Lady, those are my ears.
Well, I still don't know. I can't tell by just looking at the hat. Slip on one of your dresses over your clothes, and it'll give me a general idea of the whole outfit. Here, try that one on over there.
Oh, shucks, lady. I don't want to try it. I don't want to put that dress on. It looks silly standing here.
Oh, it won't look silly at all. Here, I'll help you put it on over your head.
Yeah, well, I just can't. I can't breathe. Pull it down harder.
Okay, there you are. Oh, you look lovely.
Yeah, you like it? And does my slip show?
My, I didn't know that dress had a bustle.
That ain't no bustle, lady. I've got my lunch pail in my back pocket. Now, lady, if you buy this outfit, I'll let you have it for $12 FOB.
FOB?
Yeah, fits on blurt.
All right, I'll take it. Now, I have to run around the corner to the bank to get the money. You stay here and answer the door in case my boyhood sweetheart comes. I'm so excited. We haven't seen each other in 20 years.
Well, lady, all right. Yeah, you run along. I'll wait here and watch out. Gosh, I hope he hurries back. I hate to get popped while he's losing his clothes. Come in.
Oh, Penelope, my darling, there you are.
Where?
Oh, my sweetheart, it's been 20 years since I gazed upon your lovely face. You haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, don't let this dress fool you.
Oh, darling, let me take you in my arms. You look ravishing and gorgeous in that lovely green dress.
Oh, it's just a little thing I made myself.
Let me hold you in my arms. There. I want to hold you closer. Closer.
No.
Why not?
I lost a watch that way once.
Oh, come, my darling Penelope. Sit down here on my knee.
Oh, God. My mother told me there would be days like this.
Come on, sweet. Sit on my knee. Ouch. What was that?
My lunch pail.
There's a warm feeling stealing over me. That's love.
No, that's coffee.
Oh, darling Penelope. Place your little hand in mine. My, my. What makes your hand so coarse and red?
Been driving a truck all morning.
Oh, you cute little bundle. Come here, darling. Put your cheek next to mine. Oh, my love. What makes your cheek so rough?
I forgot to shave this morning.
Ah, Penelope, dear. I've been waiting 20 years for this moment. Kiss me.
No, not today.
Oh, darling. Please give me a little kiss.
No, not today.
Why do you keep saying not today?
Because today I am a man.
Dear sweetheart, roses are red and violets are blue. And
wait just a minute, Wen. Wen Niles, what in the world are you mumbling about?
Oh, don't bother me, Noel. I'm sending a valentine to the one I love. Let's see.
Valentine? Oh, boy. Let's hear it.
All right. To my valentine. One of the big problems everybody has these winter days is keeping from catching cold. Cold prevention, however, can be greatly aided if you avoid fatigue and drink plenty of liquid, such as pure fruit juices. And that's why it's a good idea to keep plenty of gold pineapple juice on hand. When you're tired out from housework or come in from shopping, sit down and rest and sip a tall glass of refreshing gold pineapple juice. This pure juice is high in quickly available food energy. Remember this when youngsters come home from school or in from play. Have them rest and drink gold pineapple juice. And when you're downtown and feel tired, drop into a soda fountain and ask for gold pineapple juice. You'll be refreshed in the most sensible way. Don't forget that evening is a good time, too, to drink gold pineapple juice. When you're listening to your radio, as you are right now, with all my heart, Winnie.
Well, not a bad little token there. Marie Greene and her merry men dig into the classics tonight. From the opera Traviata, they bring us the beautiful melody, Sempre Libre, which is Italian for, sing, Marie, I don't care.
La, 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 la.
Bye.
just heard Marie Green and her merry men. That was splendid, Marie. And you did as well in that new Universal picture you just completed. There'll be no limit to how far you can go.
Say, Al, have you done anything more about getting me in pictures?
Yes, indeed. Carl, I just sent for one of the biggest producers in Hollywood. Well, now that must be him now. Come in. Don't tell me you're a big motion picture producer.
As close as I'm going to Bell's kid when asked about his first story, could be. Yeah, man, my little chickadee, I am derelict people of RKO.
RKO? Radio Peace Orphan?
No, relatives of people only.
Well, what pictures have you produced?
Well, I've just finished the greatest picture of my career. The whole story is about a bunch of men sitting around a table playing poker.
What's the name of the picture?
Goodbye, Mr. Peace.
Tell me, do you have any stars at your studio?
Oh, indeed we do. That Claudette Goldberg, Teddy LaMarcus, Gypsy Rose Levy, but I like best that cute little star, Baby Sammy.
Well, don't you like Mickey Rooney?
Mickey Rooney is very good, but I like Spaghetti better.
Well, Mr. Kitzel, I understand you're looking for a picture talent. I'd like to have you meet Carl Hall.
Carl Hall? Oh, yes, Boris Karloff. How are you?
Now, how about it, Mr. Kitzel? Can you use me?
Let me look for you. Well, I think I could force myself to use you in my next Western picture. Your face would look good on a horse.
Oh, wait a minute. I couldn't possibly be a Western star. Well, that would break my mother's heart.
Now, Carl, why would your mother object to you being a Western star?
Because she belongs to the Eastern star.
Eastern star! Western star! I don't like it. Listen, I've got a job for you, little man. We're looking for a stuntman to jump out from an airplane without a parachute.
Oh, now, wait a minute. All the other studios, when they jump out of airplanes, they use parachutes.
So what are we? Copycat.
Well, that's right, Carl. Look, you'd be a sensation. After all, you don't meet many men who jump out of planes without parachutes.
No, there's not many of them walking around.
Yeah, but what if I get killed?
You don't, it's the last thing in the picture anyway. Well, all right, gentlemen, let's rehearse our scene from the picture. I brought along the leading lady.
Step over here, please, Kitty. How do you do, gentlemen? I bring you greetings from old Russia.
Are you a real Russian?
Is that a pillow? I was born near a big city in a little log cabin.
In a log cabbage near Warsaw?
No, coleslaw. But came the revolution and my father said, go to America, Olga Sonia.
Olga Sonia. That's a very pretty name.
Just call me Sonia. In Russia, it was Olga. But out here in California, it's always Sonia.
Another
word again. Oh, no. Come. Don't get so uppity-poppity, Mr. Hart. I want you and Sonia to rehearse a big love scene together. And as the scene opens, you're riding out to meet your sweetheart. You're standing up on two horses. Then you come to a fork in the road, and one horse goes one way, and one horse goes the other.
Yeah, that should be a big laugh.
Laugh? You fool! All right, kiddies. Now let's rehearse the scene where you enter the house and you take her in your arms. Ready? Lights, camera, action!
Here I am, dear. Your little Carly.
No, my darling Karlitsky.
I've been riding horses for 6 days to see you, and the seat of my trousers is worn thin.
I knew you'd come through.
At last, we're alone. Shoot the kisses to me, son, you babe.
Yes.
Listen, Mr. Kessel, I think you ought to tell Carl how to do this love scene.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now you're talking to a great lover with ladies. I'm a regular Cavanova.
Not Cavanova, you mean Casanova.
And I kiss them, they're Cavanova. All right, now, come on, Sonia. We are in a hurry. Put your arms around me and we'll show Mr. Huff the moving technique.
Very well, Mr. Kessel. Oh, God.
You're holding me a little bit too tight. Now move your hand just a little bit more to the right.
All right, hold on.
Right. Move your hand back to the left a little.
There you are.
Now move your hand a little bit higher.
What do I do now?
Stretch my back.
Well, friends, that ends our shooting schedule for tonight. The big clock on the wall says cut. We'd like to have you all report back at the same set next Wednesday night. And if you want to get in on a sneak preview of something delicious, just ask your grocer for a can of Gold Miner. Hello.
This is Wendell Niles saying goodnight to Al Pierce. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.